Welcome to the Manifestation Babe podcast. My name is Catherine Zinkina, and I'm a spiritual mindset coach, author, manifesting expert, and creator of the Manifestation Babe brand. Each week, I'll be bringing you inspiring chats, interviews, and dialogues, all based around how to unleash your inner magic, break through your limitations, and manifest a reality wilder than your dreams. If you enjoy listening to topics on money, mindset, and manifesting, then you have come to the right place. I am obsessed with helping women see through to their highest potential and transform into the greatest, most badass versions of themselves. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. Now let's begin. Hello, gorgeous souls. It is Catherine from ManifestationBabe.com, and I have brought here today Brennan King O'Keefe to help me with day 15 of the Money Babe Challenge. We literally just landed in LA, and we look like, well, I look like I'm still in Seattle, and you already look LA, LA swag, but we literally just landed, just got into our apartment, actually, from LAX, which is why we're on a little bit later today. But besides that, I am so excited to dig right into day 15. Day 15 is such an important lesson, and I think that this is a lesson that I am personally learning myself. So it's very timely that with my post last night that all of you were so supportive about, and I just feel so much relief from that post, and I feel so grateful and so abundant and so abundantly blessed. And oh my God, I'm so learning this lesson today. And so I feel so high vibe teaching it today. So day 15 is all about realizing that the money is already manifesting. Now I want to share three lessons actually that pertain to this lesson to give you an example of what I mean by the money is already manifesting. So when I first started my journey, before I started openly tracking my money and openly acknowledging the universe for all the abundance that's in my life, I was manifesting about $100 a day unexpectedly without even noticing. And what I mean by this is that, for instance, I would manifest a cup of coffee, I would manifest a free lunch, I would drive up to a parking space and realize that the parking meter already had money in it. I mean, all kinds of different blessings. And I didn't realize that those blessings were actually the money that I asked from the universe already manifesting into form. And I didn't acknowledge every single discount that I got and every single little gift that I received from the universe. And so therefore, I always felt broke. I felt broke all the time because it wasn't until I started to acknowledge the abundance and started to track the abundance of money that I was constantly blessed with, I continuously felt broke, which is why I could never really reach my financial potential or break through to the next level, was because I wasn't acknowledging the universe. And I don't remember which chapter it is. I think it's on day 4, where I talk about how the universe is always giving you a gift, and how would you feel if the universe or you are constantly giving gifts to someone, or you, for instance, you have this amazing gift to bless your friend or family member on Christmas or their birthday, and you spend so much time and so much energy and so much love into creating this gift, and you finally give it to them, and they don't even like recognize it. They don't even look at you, don't even say thank you. They just move on to the next thing and not even acknowledge it and just look at it as, oh, there's a lack of presence, I must move on. Quantity over quality.
We've all felt this, and it feels like...
It does feel like shit, and the universe also feels like shit in exchange, which is why you might feel low vibe. Now, another example that I have for you is last year, between, I want to say, December and March, I was really set and focused on 10K months. I was just, 10K months, 10K months, 10K months. I had checks written for it. I kept doing my manifesting ritual on it. I was just set. I had it on my vision board. I had it on posters and goal boards and in my books and every fucking...
She had it everywhere.
Every fucking journal you can think of that I could ever put into my apartment. My phone, my affirmations, my notifications. I mean, 10K month. Thank you for my 10K month. And so I was constantly, like, every single month resetting my goal. Like, no, this is the month I have my 10K month. This is the month I have my 10K month. And around March, I was like, all right, universe, this is the month I have my 10K month. Like, this is it. This is it. This is it. And it wasn't until, I think actually we got around to, I want to say April, like end of March towards April, I decided to apply day 15 of the book and track my money and actually go to my bank account and track every little addition that I had in my bank account. Every single check, every single gift, every single transaction that went through. Every single sale I made, no matter how small, I actually decided to take accountability for it. Instead of just looking at how I expected the money to manifest, like for instance, at that time I was still receiving some Beachbody checks and I think I made money in some other way, shape, or form, or affiliate marketing, but I remember expecting my money to come through my business, right? So even though I haven't reached 10K in sales, which is what I set my heart on and was like, it has to come this way. And so I was constantly looking at my sales and they would be like 7K, 8K at the time. And I'm like, no, I want my 10K month. And so I didn't realize that the whole freaking time that March, when I finally sat down to track my money and actually track the abundance that I manifested into my life that month, I realized that March was actually an 11K month, not a 10K month. And so I was like, ah, shit, no wonder I always felt not enough. No wonder I always felt broke. No wonder, not that I felt broke, but like I didn't feel like, I felt like a failure. I kept feeling like a failure. And so therefore, the universe, you know, was constantly like, Catherine, you've already manifested. The money's already here. The money's already manifesting. You need to calm down and actually take recognition of the gifts that I have blessed you with. And so think about it. How often do we do it? Again, going back to that post last night when I made a confession that I haven't really been myself in my business in the last 6 weeks and I kind of slipped into hustle mode and I kind of stopped trusting the process and I felt like I had to take control of everything and if I didn't take control of everything, then, you know, everything's going to fall apart. And I just stopped trusting in the freaking universe, this law of attraction, manifestation, these principles that I fucking teach. I stopped trusting in them and I was like, who the hell am I? Like, if I stop trusting in them and if I, you know, feel like I need to hustle all the time, like, where does this leave my teachings? Like, where does this, I'm going to be feeling like a fraud and feeling like a failure and feeling like I have nothing to give and I have no value and nothing to say. And so I was just driving myself insane. So finally yesterday I had my breakthrough and today I've been feeling so high vibe. I've been feeling so good. I've been smiling.
I'm buzzing.
I'm just feeling amazing because I feel like I finally released, I surrendered and I was like, okay, I understand the lesson now. The lesson is to get back into flow because I remember in June and July and August of this year when I was fully in flow and only doing the shit that I loved and didn't give one fuck about the shit that I hated and just was myself and just totally walked around like, of course money comes my way. I'm a fucking money magnet. I just had this confidence about me.
And it did, like, yeah. Everywhere. It was insane.
And that were, those were my highest months and those were more my most abundant months and I was just totally in flow. So I looked at my calendar and kind of remembered, like, when were my most abundant months? How did I feel? What was going on in my life? And I finally broke through and got the lesson. But on the way to the airport today, actually on the way from the where they scan your ticket to the actual airplane, I had two realizations. I actually scratched that. Even before the airport, we were being driven to the airport by a very nice lady who lives in my parents' town who offered to drive us, obviously in exchange for money, but it was so much cheaper than Uber. And so we were driving and I realized that there are people out there who, you know, she's a nurse, she works night shift at Tacoma General Hospital, and so she is, she's constantly working night shift. Plus, she drives people to the airport to make some extra money because it's very far from the airport. And it's like a town that has a bridge, that has a toll. And so nobody wants to go there. Nobody wants to drive there. So anyway, like, I realized that there are people out there. Like, I feel so blessed. Like, here we are going from Seattle to Los Angeles, coming to Los Angeles for just 24 hours or maybe a little bit more. And leaving to Australia tomorrow night at 10 p.m. and going to Australia for 3 weeks to work, play, relax, bring in the new year, and launch my Rich Babe program and start mentoring my new mentorship clients. And I was like, I have no fucking schedule. I don't have anyone preventing me from taking a holiday. I don't have to do weird jobs. Not that it's weird, like I'm judging it, but it's like random jobs to kind of pick up the slack and make some extra money. Like, I don't have to do that. I am so fucking blessed. Like, I finally acknowledged how blessed my life is. And I haven't been doing that in the last couple of months. And then we get to the airport And we're walking from the ticket scanner to the airplane, and I sit there and I hear this conversation about this this airline worker who kind of loads the bags into the airplane.
It's like a physical porter, so he actually takes the bags from the jetway and puts them into the plane.
Yeah, so he was talking to this other guy and describing how he's worked for the company, he's worked for the airport for 11 years, and even at 11 years, he still does not get Christmas off. I was just like, oh my God, here I am once again, like making my own schedule, creating my own holidays. I can make Christmas in July if I wanted to. If I wanted to take a week off, I could. If I wanted to take a day off, I could. No one can tell me when to work and when to not work, when to live stream, when to not live stream, when to create my emails and write my content, write my books and all this stuff. No one tells me what to do. Holy shit, there is so much abundance around me already. I am so freaking blessed. The abundance is already here. The money's already manifesting. And so that brings me back to day 15 and really acknowledging every single penny that comes into your life and giving the universe credit for it and realizing that it's already happening and noticing and taking note of it. Did you ask
me? Yeah, I was just gonna say, guys, we look wildly insane. These are the people who on the street, her and I, she's got her Louis Vuitton bag and she's picking up pennies in front of people who look at her like she's mad. But it goes beyond that because for us, it's like, we do celebrate because if you can scorn a penny, you're basically telling your mind that you can scorn anything. And so whether it's a penny or $100 or $10 million, the point is you celebrate every single piece of abundance.
Yes. Blessing is a blessing. Oh, by the way, hi, Astrid. I'm so freaking excited for our 12-month mentorship together. Oh my God, super excited. Welcome, welcome, welcome. But yeah, like every single, a blessing is a blessing is a blessing. Money is money is money. Love is love is love. Success is success is success. It can come in all different shapes and forms. It can come in the tiniest amount or it can come in a huge lump sum. Either way, the energy exchange, the energy, the meaning behind it is the same. You can either look at a penny and be like, what the fuck? This is only a penny, and only acknowledge the thousands of dollars that you receive. Or you can look at the penny the same way you look at $1,000 and be like, oh my God, this is so amazing. And so literally there will be like people walking over this penny and like,
just stop traffic.
Literally stop traffic at a mall. And I did this on Christmas Eve. So you can imagine how the mall is. I literally stop traffic and I'm over here, you know, dressed pretty nice. I love my luxury stuff. You know, I look pretty good. I look like I'm not in need of money. And there I am stopping, picking up the penny. And people are literally watching me like, and I'm like struggling to pick it up too, because the floor is kind of sticky. And I'm literally look at this penny and I'm like, yes, this is so cool. Abundance, look, babe. And I literally open my wallet, stick it in my wallet, thank the universe, close my wallet and keep going.
And guys, this happened like, honestly, in the few days that we were back in Washington, I can say almost for a fact this happened probably 6 or 7 times. Because it's not that you're looking for pennies. It simply is when money shows up, you celebrate it because you don't know if it's going to be one penny or $10,000.
Yeah, and that goes back to the other day when I mentioned that the universe and your mind and your subconscious mind has no idea whether you just found $1,000 on the ground or a penny. So you might as well just pretend it's $1,000 and actually create that vibration and that frequency and that ripple effect of, holy shit, I just picked up $1,000 off the ground, and then end up creating more of it, because you always attract how you feel, you always attract what you think, you always attract who you are. And so if you're the kind of person to get excited over a penny, you're just going to only attract more and more abundance into your life. And so the assignment today is to start recognizing that the more you feel abundant, the more abundance will flow your way. And the more money you acknowledge, the more of it flows your way. So literally, if you find a penny on the ground, track it and write it down.
Thank you, universe. And celebrate. Look like a fool. It's all part of the game.
Thank the universe. Thank you for the penny. I am now 1 cent richer, and that fucking matters. If your friend bought your coffee or you manifested, like for instance, let's say, I know this happened to Brennan the other day. He ordered a grande and got a venti instead. So count the upgrade. It's money. It's amazing. The universe gifted you. It could have given you a tall, okay? You might have asked for a grande and it could have been like, fuck you, here's a tall. But instead, it upgraded you to a venti. So you have to start seeing every little incremental upgrade as a huge win. And if you save 30 cents a gallon on gas, like for instance, you punch in your phone number and you come to go to Safeway or go to Vons or wherever you live, I don't know, just whatever grocery store, you know, they all have their phone numbers. And so you punch in a phone number and you save 10 bucks or you save 30 cents a gallon of gas, celebrate that shit, get so excited, see it as the money already manifesting and count that towards your $1,000, because the more you acknowledge it, the more it's going to flow into your life. This is something I have experienced without a shadow of a doubt. No matter how much I've struggled in the last 6 weeks, this is so true to a T. Every time I acknowledge my blessings and abundance, it has just come into my life. Anytime I relaxed and just surrendered and just had fun and just had this confidence exude for me and just feel like I'm freaking unstoppable and like, yeah, of course, like, of course I'm a money magnet, like I'm amazing, and I just get into this like vibe of course the money's always gonna come. That's when it comes.
That's when it comes. That's
and it. The thing is you don't want to connect your, the thing also is that you don't want to connect that only when you receive money do you feel that way. So you never want to connect your self-worth to your net worth. You want to connect your net worth to your self-worth. So you have to feel worthy and feel confident and unstoppable. And I really love how one of the girls who's actually in this group, who's actually, I follow on Instagram, Taylor Manning. I'm sure a lot of you know her. She's an amazing coach. She had a great post on Instagram today where she was talking about how a lot of us only feel we feel really confident. We get into this vibe of confidence. All of a sudden, there's a huge flow of money because self-love is very tied in with a constant flow of income. Because when you feel worthy on a constant basis, it just keeps coming into your life over and over and over again without end, without limit. But as soon as the money stops and you stop feeling like you're the best again and you stop feeling that confidence, all of a sudden, it's not that the money stopped because the money stopped. The money actually stopped because you stopped being confident and you stopped expecting it and you stopped focusing on your outcome. And so therefore, you kept yourself at a low vibration and you're waiting for the money to manifest so that you can go into that high again. However, the high is not going to happen because you don't feel that high before it happens. So therefore, it creates this ugly cycle. And so she was talking about how if you can feel the best at what you do, if you can feel the most confident and the most loved and really love yourself when you have nothing, when you are struggling, and when the clients are not there, the money's not there, if you can feel the best in that space, that's how you create more of that space to where it doesn't even happen. Like the money does not even run out because you're just living in that high vibration space.
And I want to just say something too that totally pertains to this. Catherine, really, we've really had a beautiful, immersive, challenging, growing last couple weeks.
6 weeks.
6 weeks, and to be quite frank,
it's been quite a stretch.
It's been really hard on us. It's really stretched us. It's actually really.
I've
multiple
grown.
Times we've stretched and then grown back together, and then stretched again and then grown back together.
Can I just describe the kind of things that happened? So Brennan and I have really merged as business partners in the last 6 weeks. I actually cut my team in half and had to let go of 2 team members in the last 6 weeks. I invested in Lewis House's mastermind in the last 6 weeks. I also invested in a platinum partnership for both of us, and that's 75K each in the last 6 weeks.
The total investment cost that we, basically blindly went into between Lewis House and Tony Robbins, like $175,000.
Yeah, so it was just like we were stretched. Like we had to put all our faith, knowing like the whole time it felt right, but it was like we really had to have faith. Like we really looked at ourselves kind of crazy half the time, but it was just like we just knew that it's the right decision. And going to Australia for the New Year's, when there's so much going on in January, and being like, oh my God, how are we gonna balance, you know, work? How are we gonna balance vacation? And just being up in Washington and being without the sun and being in the cold and it's so dark all the time. And just like, how else did we grow this in the last, what else?
Well, I think that one thing that we've really, is we learned a lot about communication, and we learned a lot about how
We used to really butt heads ever since Brennan came on.
Really
my team,
butt heads. We used to from always
July,
butt heads.
From July to Tony Robbins in December, we were just like, yeah. Anytime we talked about business, we hate each other.
Yep.
It was such a problem. Then we finally learned communication. We finally merged together. And of course, that required me to step more into my feminine and just relax around him, allow him to take control, allow him to lead. He actually led a lot of meetings in the last week, which is awesome. Oh, we also hired a very high-end CPA in the last 6 weeks. In the last 6 weeks, I dealt with a legal case. That was stressful. In the last 6 weeks, what else did we... Like, it was just a crazy, crazy period of growth.
I want to reel back to one thing,
though,
guys.
Why did we bring this up?
I have a reason. Okay. Actually, guys, I do have a reason for bringing this up. This girl right here went through a lot of struggle, and she never lost sight of who she was, but she forgot what makes her speak to you guys. And this is actually a message to you guys because she figured it out. The message to you guys is that it's okay that the thing that you're best at teaching is the thing that you struggle with. The reason that she has a voice, the reason that she can inspire you, the reason that she is amazing at everything that she does is because it's not perfect. It doesn't just happen.
Just
you have to
real.
Remind yourself and work on it. And it's a muscle. It's not a skill. It's a muscle. You have to work it out and work it out and work it out. And when
and how much more rewarding? Sorry.
No, it's fine.
How much more rewarding is it to be able to teach something once you've actually gone through it yourself and to be able to relate to people who are in the dumps, in the struggle, just really not seeing the light when you've been where they were and now you see the light and you're like, oh my God, I can actually help them. I have experience. I know exactly what they're going through. I can help them. I know exactly how to get them out of the light. I have tips, techniques, strategies. And you can literally, just doing that in the last 2 years, I've built a $500,000 business, which that's $500,000 in just 1 year, of just me being real, sharing my struggle, sharing what I learned, sharing my tips, sharing how I deal with my own limiting beliefs, sharing how I dealt with my own money story, sharing how I have gone through my own lack and scarcity mentality, and how I've really had to like fight with myself sometimes, like, you know, as my best friend Stephanie and I were talking on our weekly call yesterday, like a little fear is going to creep up and it's like, you know, like get the fuck out. Like it's just, you know, pushing it down like, and not letting it affect you. It's just,
you guys, your strength comes, let's put, for example, for me, my background was in finance and economics. Guess what? I gave incredible advice about to everyone.
Finance
and economics.
Where
I struggled? Finances. I mean, come on, guys. That's okay, though. It's because you are most aware of what you struggle with. So I see so many women out in this group and just out in the world trying to figure out what it is that they're going to coach about, what it is that they're going to teach about. Guys, where you struggle is where you find your voice.
Mm-hmm.
Where adversity meets strength, meets growth, that is your voice. So for you, those of you that are trying to figure out what it is, how it is, how you're going to get out your message, stop focusing on like being perfect. Catherine has her authenticity. Every single one of you guys admires her authenticity. But guys, that's where this strength comes from. It's her awareness to say, I am struggling. It's okay. But here's the muscle part. What can I do to get back on track?
And you actually...
It doesn't just happen. It's
yeah.
muscle. You have to actually
yeah.
move yourself
and
back
it gets
into
so
that
much,
vibrational
yeah.
space.
It gets so much easier. Like, what I went through in the last 6 weeks was absolutely nothing compared to what I went through a year and a half ago. Like, a year and a half ago literally felt like hell. When I was just starting this journey, it was like, it took everything in me to be like, all right, this is not bullshit. This is real. Like, this is real stuff. Like, I remember chanting, Catherine, ignore your current reality. Ignore your current reality. It's time to ignore your current reality and only see the things that you want. I, no matter what I looked at in my bank account, I would fucking hallucinate bigger numbers. I would hallucinate my life because I had to. I had no choice. If I wanted to grow, if I wanted to become the person that I always knew that I was since birth, if I really knew if I wanted to, you know, inspire others, I really had to hallucinate a little bit and really work on my mindset to a point to where now it gets so much easier, but it doesn't mean I'm perfect. It doesn't mean I'm immune, and none of us are. And you really do heal yourself by teaching others how you overcame your struggles. And so my heart really goes out to every single coach in here who, you know, lacks confidence in herself or feels like she's not good enough or feels like she needs to have all these certifications and feels like if she hasn't published a book that she's nobody. And if she feels like she hasn't really made even her first $1,000 and she's not she's not worthy enough of coaching others. And at the same time, I'm like, you know what? Like, the thing that really qualifies you is the fact that you have your struggles and you're not afraid to teach others how you overcame your struggles. You're not afraid to be vulnerable. You're not afraid to share with your clients and inspire them and show them the light because you've been there. And that's what is going to bring you the most abundance in your life, because when you help others find their truth and find their gifts and access their abundance, the universe will never let you down. It's going to bless you beyond measure. It's going to bless you 10 times, 20 times, 30 times, 50 times in return, because it's like, thank you for taking care of one of my children. And the more you do it on the bigger scale, again, coaches who play small, coaches who keep themselves hidden, the bigger you get, the more people you bless, the more blessed you are in return. And no, don't do it just for the blessings, because once you do something right, like, I'm only gonna give to charity because I want to be, you know, seen as charitable, like, when you do it for that reason, obviously it doesn't work. But if you really come from your heart and you really go on a bigger scale and you really want to bless others and you do bless others, you're gonna be blessed beyond measure in return. And that's really what I've seen in my life. And so that is why I'm not scared to go big. I'm not scared to be on big platforms. I'm not scared to speak in front of a live audience. Those are all things I used to be afraid of, but I realized that the smaller I keep myself, the less people get blessed. And it's not like I'm just the major, you know, like I'm the only one doing this work. Actually, all of us are involved, and I have multiple mentors, which means that me and several other people can also mentor you. And that means you and other people can also mentor someone else. And that person might need, there's a specific message that you have that only you can give them. And by you keeping yourself small, you are literally, what's the word that I'm thinking of? Depriving them of the beautiful message that they need to hear. We are so off track of day 15.
We are hungry, we are tired, and right now she is preaching, so I'm just giving her the whole floor, all right?
I think we woke up at 3 a.m. and I feel amazing today, so
I will say there's two things right now that I really do want to bring up that actually pertain to this. I find your weakness and speak from it because it's your strength. Mm-hmm. A lot of you have bought this Prosperous Coach bundle. You have to understand that Catherine, I was literally sitting on a couch next to her when her entire thing got deleted the night before her first digital course babe launch. DCB, or Digital Course Babe, is included in the Prosperous bundle that maybe you've seen. If you haven't, you should check it out. But literally, it was deleted.
I lost it.
And she lost her mind. But she had a moment where she said, you know what? It's not lost. It's all in here.
Yeah.
And she actually got it back, but she started working on it. Like, who does that? Who actually starts working on it?
I was about fearless. To rebuild my whole website overnight before the launch. But thankfully, as I was speaking to the woman on the other side of the phone, she was like, I'm so sorry, but your website's lost. And as soon as she said that, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to rebuild it overnight. As soon as I made that decision, it's like the universe is like, I love your commitment. Thank you for your decision.
You don't have to do that.
I see that you are really in it. But no, you don't have to do that. And the page just refreshed, and it's like nothing ever happened. It was so bizarre, so weird. I learned an important lesson that day to always back up my website, which I now do. I now have a professional backer-upper that keeps like my file, backs up my website every single day. But that was effing crazy. But that's just what happens when you make that commitment and you make that choice and you're just in it to win it, and you ignore your current reality and you only focus on what you want.
I'd like to say one last thing, unless you've got something to go on here.
I have one last thing.
Go for it.
I think, well, I just wanted to, in case, you know, because you have homework, it's day 15, to just track your money and really track your abundance. And even if someone says thank you to you today or gives you a compliment, track that as well, because you can see that as a blessing. You can see that as abundance. You can see that as a gift. And that's totally going to count towards your manifestation, because I promise you, the higher vibe you get, the more people notice and the more opportunities open up to you. And it doesn't always have to be through money. It can be in so many different ways, and all of them are a sign of abundance. The last thing that I want to mention before I give you the floor again was that two things. My Prosperous Coach Bundle ends in just 4 days on January 1st at midnight is when I'm going to take it down, Pacific time. So if you haven't yet seen that, that is Digital Course Babe and Become a Client Magnet ebook. The other thing that I wanted to mention is that I'm actually going to be starting monthly coaching calls. So monthly live coaching calls on Zoom for my VIP tribe, which is my monthly membership, where I have like a huge resource of all different content, which I'm going to be building up the content even more in 2018, but I'm also offering live coaching calls. So I know that those of you who wanted to work with me one-on-one through my mentorship, but didn't have a chance to, maybe it was a financially or a time commitment or whatever it was. And I only took five women compared to 40,000 of you.
And so Teresa's right there. Hey, Teresa.
So if you aren't, you knocked me off. Hold on. You knocked me out of flow. What was I talking about? Oh yeah, VIP Tribe is a great way to get my virtual coaching and another way to get coached by me through a group setting, similar to Rich Babe, but it's open to all different topics. So in January, I'm actually going to be giving you a guideline and a plan and everything that you need to know for your six-figure year, because I know a lot of you are gearing up for a six-figure year in 2018, and I want to literally show you how it's possible, the exact way that Lewis Howes sat me down one-on-one and showed me how I'm going to create a $2 million year in 2018 and how easy it is, and literally showed me step by step on how to make it happen based on all these strategies and stuff. And it was super exciting. So I want to do the same for you guys as well for your six-figure year. And that is at the VIPtribe.com. And the last thing that I wanted to say before we go pack for Australia is that Rich Babe is going to be the theme of 2018. And I want to bless 600 women with my Rich Babe process. And so Rich Babe is basically an academy program. It's 6 weeks long. It's live. So you literally sit down live with me every single Saturday at 10 a.m. Pacific. Keep it consistent no matter what time zone I'm in. Literally, I'm going to be teaching it from Australia at 5 a.m. on Saturday on New Year's Eve. And that is great. And that is okay because I'm committed. So I want to help 600 women, that's my goal, to go through the Rich Babe process in 2018. And if you love anything about this book, you're going to have your mind blown in Rich Babe. It is everything that I did mindset-wise, practical-wise, strategy-wise, energy-wise, to go from $25,000 in debt to my first $500,000 year, literally to a T, everything. I don't know anything else to say about money outside of that program, because I literally talk your ear off for 6 weeks and help you and guide you, and you have a private group with me. And that program actually opens up on January 1st. Is it January 1st or 2nd? I think it's 1st that I'm finally opening it up for the January round. So the next round starts January 26th. And so if you have any interest in that, I actually just linked the wait list. So get on the wait list. I'm going to send you out an email on January 1st. As soon as it's open, you're going to be the first to know. And I'm only taking a limited amount of women each round. So, you know, once it fills up, I close it, and then you have to wait until I think it's end of March for the next one, and then August for the next one, and so on and so on. So I'm super excited about Rich Babe. So is Brennan, even though he doesn't teach it. He's gone through the process himself.
You guys, this girl, this is her language. This is what she loves to do. This is,
I love,
you know,
money.
She talks manifestation, but if you are in a position where you want to reshape your story in your life, in your finances, everything that you look at, the way you currently look at, that you're dissatisfied with, this is a vehicle of change throughout your life. It happens to be the most impactful in your money, but if there's some, I mean,
I
was client number one.
Yeah,
I was truly client number one. So I can attest.
No, I was client number one. You were client number two.
I was client number two. Okay, I'm employee number two still, clearly. But yeah, guys, this is where our focus is lying, and we're thrilled. She, you know, Catherine's absolutely
I'm
thrilled
committed.
To do it.
600 women. So I know that that doesn't include all 40,000 of you, but I know that when you are ready for Rich Babe, you will find a way to get in there, and it's going to be life transforming. I love the Rich Babe stories. I love the breakthroughs that the women have. I just love everything about that program, and I'm only going to make it better, and I'm only going to make it more fun, and I'm only going to do cool things with it. So,
and where can I get a link? The wait list.
Is this the program's 222? No, that's the Prosperous Coach Bundle. Rich Babe is going to be higher than that because it is 6 weeks spent live with me. And it's very, very high quality, very in-depth, way beyond anything that I can put into a live stream or a single masterclass or even a course. It's very in-depth. So, get on the wait list that's already linked. And I hope to see you in Rich Babe. I hope to see you in the Prosperous Coach Bundle. I hope to see more of you reading this and more of you tracking your money and actually realizing that you are already abundant and your money is already manifesting.
Lots of pictures of this lovely in Australia. So have fun with that.
We just bought a new camera that we almost thought we lost at the leasing office, but we finally got it. Like, they were looking at the box, and the box is right in front of them, but they didn't see. They expected the camera box to be this big and not a huge box where I bought a tripod and all these. Anyway, I'm going off track again. So I love you, babe, so much. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Thank you so much for all of your support on that post last night. You have no idea how much it meant to me. I've read every single comment, and it just made me smile. And thank you for allowing me to be real, vulnerable, and honest, and share with you my struggles and not feel judged for them, and just feel like I can keep teaching you through my lessons, through my breakthroughs,
through
and keep
life.
Sharing it with you so that you maybe don't have to go through necessarily the same thing, because you can just learn the lesson from me, or at least know that you're not alone. So, yeah, we're going to go get breakfast.
Thank you so much.
We love
we're
you
starving.
So
I'm
much.
Tired.
And I will be seeing you tomorrow, possibly together, because we are now at our apartment until tomorrow night. Oh, and actually, I'll mention this tomorrow again, but I think we're going to do either 2 days tomorrow or skip a day and catch up 2 days in Australia, because we will be flying for 17 hours straight.
Short
and
flight.
It's kind of hard to go live on an airplane over the is
pond.
It Pacific, the pond. So I'll let you know what time, what the new time in Australia is and all that good stuff. I'll figure out the time zone and how it works with our schedule in a way to where we can stay consistent with it until January 1st. All right. Love you guys so much.
Thank
you,
guys.
You so much
love
for
you.
Being here.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. If you enjoyed this podcast and want to see more of the Manifestation Babe series, make sure to hit the subscribe button and share this episode with all of your friends. If you really enjoy this podcast episode, make sure to leave a review on iTunes and let me know how much you enjoyed it. To go even deeper and unlock your inner manifestation babe, make sure to head over to manifestationbabe.com, where you can find courses, events, books, blog posts, and all of my social media feeds. Until next time, beautiful, I'll see you in the next episode.